Welcome to Casey Art Pie, where the art scene is positively scrumptious. I'm your host, Rochelle Gardner-Rowe. Debuting during Women's History Month, that is March of 2017, Casey Art Pie will focus on a project called Femin' Is, an online and offline project and exhibition that will explore a range of issues on feminism and the arts from our unique Kansas City perspective. Throughout the Femin' Is project interviews, we'll hear from a variety of creative individuals. Connections to feminism will vary from subtle to overt, from private to public, from the personal to the political. Though, of course, groups from the 70s era of consciousness-raising feminist movements stated that the personal is political. And the first feminist podcast starts right there, how small acts of activism can make a difference. We'll be speaking with Paula Rose, an art historian and educator, about the representation of women artists as well as women editors on Wikipedia, the largest free online encyclopedia. With a Bachelor of Fine Arts from the Kansas City Art Institute and a Master's in Art History from the University of Kansas, Paula Rose has worked with learners of all ages in various contexts. She's taught art history at the Kansas City Art Institute and the Metropolitan Community College. She has given tours at the Arabia Steamboat Museum as a former coordinator of education and preservation. She's taught art for kids at a summer camp in San Francisco and even managed a gallery right here in Kansas City. Currently, she teaches middle school English language arts while earning a master's in urban education through Park University and the Kansas City Teacher Residency. We'll be back with Paula Rose after the break. This podcast is supported by an inspiration grant from the Arts KC Regional Arts Council, whose mission is to unleash the power of the arts. Whether you're an artist, a company, or a community member, check out artskc.org to see how you can join them in their vision to build a city of great dreams and vigorous life where everyone participates in and benefits from the arts. Now, back to the episode. Well, Paula Rose, welcome to KCR Pie, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Rochelle. I'm very pleased to be here.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the Wikipedia edit-a-thon today, but I thought before we got into that, we would look back a little bit at a show that you co-curated in 2014 with Meredith Moore in Lawrence, Kansas at the Wonderfair Gallery. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what that show was and how you got involved.
Thank you for asking about that, because that's really where the entire journey began, was in 2014. My good friend Meredith Moore at Wonderfair in Lawrence, she invited me to co-curate a show with her for the summer 2014. And the name of the show was YWAs, which is an allusion to the YBAs, the young British artists who were notorious around the turn of the century. But YWAs stands for Young Women Artists, because a lot of the artists who have received a lot of attention and acclaim in contemporary art, including the YBAs, have been of the male persuasion. And so for some reason, I don't remember exactly what the impetus was, but Meredith looked at her own curating record, and she noticed that even though she's pretty socially conscious and makes an effort to be inclusive, her own record at Wonderfair was not balanced between showing women and men artists, and she wanted to make some steps toward rectifying that and being more inclusive and balanced in her own curating activities. And she knew that I, as an art historian, was interested in feminist theory and promoting women artists. And so she approached me to help her bring together young women artists of note from the Midwest for one big show. And that was important. There were kind of two sides to the show. One was data of what the balance of male and female artists on display in the Midwest looks like. And then two was displaying art, quality art by women artists. So we had the data and we had the art on display. And those two pieces of the show really complemented each other very nicely.
So when you say that you had data, was that looking at local and regional institutions and seeing what the representation was in those institutions?
Exactly. We were inspired by the Gorilla Girls, who in the 1980s became famous for their gallery and museum weenie counts, where they would go to the Met, they would go to MoMA, they would go to other galleries in New York and around the country, around the world, and they would count how many men are on display, how many women are on display. And they noticed that time and time again, most of the nude subjects were women, but most of the artists were men, and by like an egregious gap. So also more recently, there was an artist who was starting to be noticed in LA by the name of Nicole Hebron, who was starting to conduct more recent gallery and museum count. It was a crowdsourced project. She was inviting people around the world to submit their own counts. And what she was finding time and time and time again was about a 70-30 split. And when we started to count in Kansas City museums and galleries and in the region, and our methodology was literally just walk into a museum or gallery and count what was on display, how many of the works were by women artists, how many of the works were by male artists. But we also did look at the websites of notable local galleries to find out more about their records of recent solo and group shows. But what we found was about a 70-30 split, 70% male, 30% female. And that's not what we expected to see in 2014. So for the YWA's show, we took all of that data, we displayed the data online and also in the gallery. And so that really drew attention to what we believed was evidence of a gap of inequity in the art world. Because here's the thing, at the Kansas City Art Institute, 60% enrollment tends to be women students. And yet only 30% of what's on display at local museums and galleries is by women. So we were really curious about where women getting lost in the shuffle. Where is that drop off happening? Because more women are receiving quality arts education, and yet fewer are being shown on the walls of our fine local institutions.
So in addition to the exhibition itself, I believe you had some other programming that happened at the Young Women Artists Show.
Yes, we hosted a mini symposium at the gallery at Wonder Fair, where we had speakers talk about the history of women artists. One of the artists involved in this show actually talked about the history of quilting as a fine art. It was wonderful. And I gave kind of an overview of my history of women artists class that I have taught at the Kansas City Art Institute. We also hosted a Friday night poetry reading in the gallery and invited several accomplished women poets to read their work in front of the artworks.
I think this sounds like the kind of exhibit that also should occur annually.
Thank you for that. Meredith, I'd be interested in reprising YWAs anytime.
And it seems from this experience that moving a little bit forward in 2015, am I right in saying that this experience sparked the shift from art historian to art activism with your involvement in the Wikipedia Edison?
For sure. And I think that taking part in activist activities, whether it's in the art realm or beyond, doesn't have to, it can be a small action that leads to a series of more actions that can effect change. So I don't know that my primary hat was activist, before discovering how much inequity exists in the art world, but definitely always an interest of mine. And I started to find small and large actions that I could incorporate into my professional and personal activities.
When I first started looking you up and getting interested in, you know, what you could maybe share with KCRPI, it was actually the first time that I had heard of the Wikipedia Edit-a-thon. And for our listeners, this is obviously something to do with Wikipedia. And it was started by a group, Art and Feminism. And the website states that we are students, librarians, professors, artists, art workers, and art lovers who create meaningful changes to the body of knowledge about feminism and the arts on Wikipedia. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more specifically about what the Wikipedia Edit-a-thon is and how you initially got involved.
Absolutely. So I had the pleasure of meeting some of the folks from Art and Feminism at a Wikipedia conference. Jackie and Michael are wonderful. They started the group in New York. And I would like to say that edit-a-thons are not necessarily specific to art and feminism, but it's a strategy that different groups have embraced in order to add missing content to the world's largest crowdsourced information website. And so Jackie, Michael, some other folks who are librarians and educators in New York, they realized what a gap there was of information by and about women on Wikipedia, and their interest is art and art history. And the gap was particularly egregious in arts content, that the gender gap in arts content on Wikipedia was really pretty surprising. Nobody knows exactly how many women edit Wikipedia. It's open to anybody. Anybody can make an account for free and log in and add content to the site. I don't know that everybody realizes that. But most studies have found that it's less than 10 or less than 15% of the editors on Wikipedia who are active are women. And that's surprising. And the content on Wikipedia reflects that gap also. And that's a problem because not only do people turn to Wikipedia as a source of general knowledge, but also search engines like Google mine Wikipedia for data and results. And so if something's not represented on Wikipedia, people will be less aware of it.
So the Edit-a-thon is an event where people get together and learn how to edit Wikipedia and get to work together in a group environment and sort of have just like a party, an editing party.
That's precisely it. And I love edit-a-thons because they do turn what is primarily a solitary activity into a social activity and also create opportunities for activism and engagement, as you asked about earlier.
So the Art and Feminism event has become an annual event, and you got involved, I believe, starting in 2015. Mm-hmm. And since this is an annual event, I believe we're going to be having another one here in Kansas City this year. Why don't you tell us a little bit about when and where that's happening?
That's true. There will be an event on Saturday, March 11th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Miller Nichols Library on the campus of UMKC. And we're inviting anybody to come out. No experience with Wikipedia is necessary. In fact, my role will be to run kind of a general tutorial on how to edit Wikipedia. I love sharing that knowledge because I started by teaching myself. And there's a wealth of information on Wikipedia about how to edit Wikipedia, but it can be very daunting to navigate on your own at first. And so I really love to share what I've learned from the conference I attended and from collaborating at edit-a-thons and share that with others who are interested in getting started.
And so if people are interested in joining in the edit-a-thon, should they have an idea of women artists who they are interested in, who they might like to add? Mm-hmm. Or will there be some information there where they can sort of look, here's a list,
I'd be interested in working on the entry for this person or this person. What can they expect?
Such a great question. So this Edit-a-thon is hosted by the Her Art Project through the Women's Center at UMKC, and also the Women in STEAM, that's Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math at UMKC. We made the decision to open this year's Edit-a-thon to not just the arts, but also those important STEAM disciplines that also do tend to see a gender gap in the educational and career world. So we're expecting graduate students from various disciplines to be participating. And I know that the graduate students in art history and the student workers at the Women's Center have pulled lots of research resources that participants can utilize in editing Wikipedia at the event. So no research ahead of time is necessary. And in fact, I would say that it's wise to start small, especially if you're new to Wikipedia. If you try to publish a brand new article, the Wikipedia community has standards for quality and really won't allow it to go live until it's a pretty fully fleshed product. And so a great place to start editing Wikipedia is to add some missing information to an existing page, or edit for grammar and spelling on an existing page, or add more sources to it, because sometimes pages get flagged for removal if not enough of the information has been cited in a reputable source. And so you can save pages that are slated for removal by going in and adding in those sources. You can make really small changes to Wikipedia that have a big impact. And I want to give an example, actually. When I started getting involved in these edit-a-thons in 2015, I want to make clear that the Wonder Fair connection was that when I first heard about the Art and Feminism National Annual Edit-a-thons, I got Meredith Moore involved at Wonder Fair because I thought it was a nice tie-in with our YWA's show. So we held one at Wonder Fair in March 2015, and we didn't have a huge turnout, but we had a lot of enthusiasm, and we started to collaborate with some members of the Wikipedia community who came out, and they really have been so valuable. Matt and Alex were so valuable in helping me to become a more skilled editor, and I'm eternally grateful to them. But there's a lot of things you can do if you're new to Wikipedia, if you're not a graduate student, you're not an expert in art history. There's still a lot of ways that you can contribute.
And I think that's great. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed, like, you know, what can I do? Whether to further the fight of feminism or working in art activism. But what I really was attracted to when I was reading about this is the small but meaningful way to both add to a body of knowledge, but then actually become an active contributor, and to be a small agent of change, but really that matters, that counts.
I agree, it does matter, it does count. I'm gonna issue a caveat though, a warning. When you learn how to edit Wikipedia, it's very liberating because you can make changes in real time when you see things that need to be more fleshed out on Wikipedia. That's a powerful thing. It's also a dangerous thing because you can already go down a wormhole just reading articles on Wikipedia. When you know how to edit them, it's addictive, and you can really find yourself in a time warp.
Well, hey, addicted to art and art activism is maybe not such a bad thing.
Absolutely.
Well, Paula Rose, thank you so much for being on KCRPi. We're going to include a flyer in the show notes for the edit-a-thon that's coming up this coming Saturday, March 11th. It'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Miller Nichols Library at the UMKC campus. I will be there, Paula will be there, and we hope you can join us too. as this is one of the lovely events planned for Women's History Month. So, Apollo, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rochelle, and I can't wait to see you at the event next week.
Did you enjoy today's slice? You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, or like Casey Arpi on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Just search for Casey Arpi. You can also support this podcast by visiting patreon.com/Casey Arpi. For the price of a cup of coffee or a slice of pie, you can help Casey Arpi serve up tasty episodes into the future. Until we nosh again, I'm Rochelle Gardner-Rowe, and thank you for listening.